It doesn't happen often, but every once in a while, the last night of Maryland's General Assembly session, known as Sine Die, falls on the first night of Passover, when Jewish families traditionally gather for the ritual Seder. This year is one of those years. And as WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, some lawmakers plan to take a quick break from the flurry of last-minute votes Monday night to observe the holiday.
This is Delegate Sandy Rosenberg's 35th year representing Northwest Baltimore in the House of Delegates. And it's the third time in those 35 years that the first night of Passover has fallen on Sine Die. The last time was in 1990.
So as we say, why is this Sine Die different from all other Sine Dies?
The state constitution says the legislative session must start on the second Wednesday in January and end 90 days later at midnight. The last day is easily the busiest of the session, as members make last-ditch efforts to pass new laws. Being absent isn't really an option. So this year, the House and Senate leaders have agreed to coordinate their dinner breaks to allow for a one-hour Seder Monday night.
I've kind of joked, you know, we have four bites of matzah, four sips of wine, and then get back to work.
Senator Cheryl Kagan from Montgomery County is working with the Baltimore Jewish Council to organize the event. The organization estimates there are about 24 legislators who are Jewish or have Jewish families. But Kagan says she isn't sure how many would normally observe the holiday.
But it's really a nice holiday. It celebrates freedom and liberation. And so it's an opportunity to really share that story with people of any faith or of no faith, especially in the stressful final days. It just might be nice to sit down and break bread or break matzah together.
Sarah Mirsky, Director of Government Relations for the Baltimore Jewish Council, said Thursday morning that 40 people had RSVP'd so far, about two-thirds of them legislators. The rest are staff, lobbyists, and family members.
Different people of different backgrounds, different faiths. We have Christians, Muslims, and Jews all coming together, so it'll be a really excellent event.
Or as Delegate Rosenberg puts it,
we'll have a minion.
That's a Hebrew way of saying there will be at least 10 Jews.
And I'm sure, given the nature of who'll be there, there'll be a very stiff competition as to who'll be read the part of the wise child.
A Seder is typically an all-night affair. You begin with some prayers and the retelling of the story of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. You talk about the symbolism of the food. You sing. And after two glasses of wine, you eat. Then you drink two more glasses of wine and sing some more. Squeezing all of that into an hour is tricky, but Mirsky has a plan.
We're hoping that the first part of the Seder, which is before the meal, is about 20, 25 minutes. Then there will be the meal, which will be quick, buffet style, in and out. And then the last part of the Seder, which is the last two glasses of wine, you'll probably be 5-10 minutes in and out.
Adam Raskin is the rabbi at Congregation Har Shalom in Potomac. He says that, in a way, legislators are honoring the spirit of Passover by fulfilling their democratic duties.
I suppose you could say that advancing democratic government and rule by the people is a response to Passover, which was an oppressive regime. This is, I suppose, a response to that kind of system, and by continuing to, support the democratic process, and that is an inversion of Pharaoh's Egypt.
Delegate Rosenberg said the importance of his work as a legislator helps make up for the parts of the celebration he will miss this year.
I don't mean to be rabbinical, but the work we do is a mitzvah down here, and if we do it right. And so we're mixing both the political and the religious in an appropriate way.
And for our non-Jewish listeners?
A good deed. A mitzvah is a good deed.
I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.